Welcome to the Soul Summit podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Preedy. I'm here to help bridge the gap for women and families in the outdoors, build a community of adventure junkies, and roll out your weekly dose of positive vibes. With almost two decades in the health and fitness world and an untamable passion for hunting in the outdoors, my mission is to help you live your bucket list life and move boldly in the direction of your dreams. Meet us here weekly as I connect with like-minded outdoor men and women to discuss health and mindset, accountability, life and entrepreneurship, as well as all things hunting and epic untold stories. The Soul Summit podcast is brought to you by Maven Optics, Baku E-Bikes, Hoyt Archery, Onyx Maps, and Sawyer Products. For more information on these companies or to access the Soul Summit podcast discount codes, be sure to check out our show notes. All right, friends, you are hopping into another episode of the Soul Summit podcast, and today's episode is brought to you by our co-host, Kelly Reynolds, and she has the privilege of sharing the remarkable journey of 21-year-old Tegan Lockwood, a born and raised Alaskan whose passion for the outdoors and unwavering determination have shaped her into an extraordinary individual. And if that name is sounding a bit familiar to you, her dad, Kurt Lockwood, was in episode 132, and he talked a lot about Tegan and her journey. Tegan's story begins at the heart of Alaska, where she spent her childhood surrounded by the breathtaking beauty of nature. Despite being born with a severe disability, Tegan's spirit was never dampened. From a young age, she embraced the Alaska wilderness as her playground, honing her skills as an avid outdoors woman. Tegan is not just any hunter. She's an accomplished and fearless hunter of big game, including bears. And you'll remember in episode 132, her dad, Kurt, talks about some pretty intense bear stories they have that you won't want to miss. Her love for hunting was fostered by her father, who saw her as his biggest and best hunting partner and always nurtured that love for the outdoors. Tegan's hunting expeditions are not just about the thrill of the chase. They are a testament to her determination and unwavering spirit. She has faced challenging hunts head on and never let any of them hold her back. Beyond the hunting grounds, Tegan is a force to be reckoned with on the ski slopes. She competes on the world platform, showcasing her incredible talent and drive, and is actually going to be representing the USA in the Special Olympics, which is incredible. Skiing is not just a sport for Tegan, it's a passion that allows her to push her limits and defy expectations. What makes Tegan truly remarkable is her ability to seamlessly blend her love for the outdoors with her femininity. She is a perfect balance of girly girl and badass hunter, showing the world that strength and femininity are not mutually exclusive. Throughout the journey, Tegan's heart of gold shines bright. Her infectious smile and positive attitude inspire all who meet her. Despite the challenges of the disability, Tegan embodies resilience and perseverance, showing that no obstacle is too great to overcome and nothing can keep you from following your dreams. As this episode concludes, we're left in awe of Tegan's journey. From Alaska wilderness to the world stage, she has proven that with passion, determination, and a heart of gold, anything is possible. And I just have to say that I am incredibly empowered and encouraged, and I love seeing this on the podcast. It was such an honor to hear Kelly bring more of the story out of Tegan. Kelly did such an amazing job with a little bit of a challenging interview, but I have to say, if you are a parent or a caregiver that has kids with disabilities, please let them listen to this episode. What a testament that no matter what disability you may or may not be born with, you can do anything you set your mind to. Without further ado, let's jump right into this episode with Tegan Lockwood.
Okay, I'm Kelly Reynolds. Welcome to Soul Summit Podcast, and I'm here with a very, very special guest, Miss Tegan Lockwood. Welcome, Tegan.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
I'm super excited to learn more about you and hear some of your great stories, because Tegan is one of the most adventurous Alaskan girls that I know, and she is a hardcore hunter. You are an amazing athlete. you have some really big plans coming up. And so I'm just really excited to be here today and talk to Tegan. So welcome.
Thank
it's going
to
be great. Tegan's dad and I, Kurt Lockwood, recently had an interview, and he talked about all of his amazing hunts with Tegan and shared some really great memories and talked about what it's like to be a very outdoorsy family and how cool it is to have a daughter that not only goes in the woods with him, but is a great partner and keeps up, really, and just makes it way more fun. So, okay, Tegan, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? Where are you from? Who's a part of your family?
Well, from Fembosask, I'm 21 years old.
That's crazy. I met you, I mean, you were just a baby when we met. It's been a really long time since we've known each other. Yeah. So you're 21, you live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and who's in your family?
My mom, my dad, my sister, all two dogs.
Two dogs, that's the most important part, yeah. So you have two really cool parents that are really involved in all of your activities, and you have an awesome sister, Logan, who is an emergency room nurse. She's awesome, and they're all a huge part of your life. And you have two Chesapeake retrievers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What are their names?
Torben and Hey-Hey.
Torben and Hey-Hey. Yep. Love it. Even though we, us Hoffmans, are a Labrador family, we can still be friends even though you have Chesapeakes. Yeah. So tell me how long you've been hunting for.
I think it's since I was two.
Yeah. Your dad was showing me some pictures of you and Logan in little swaddles, like next to a dead beaver or on the back of the snow machine. And you and Logan started hunting and all of your adventures outdoors pretty much immediately. Your parents did not slow down when they had kids. They said, we're going to take our kids on every single adventure we can think of. And then I think that's so important because look at where you are today. If you didn't have that background, you might not be the amazing hunter that you are today.
I'm in Bear Hunting Magazine now.
You're in Bear Hunting Magazine. Yep. Your dad has written two articles, one about an experience with you,
mm-hmm.
and he's working on a third article, I heard,
yes.
right now. Yeah, so you're kind of famous in the bear world, and I have to say, in my circle of friends, you're famous because you have shot more bears and bigger bears than most people I know, including myself. So you're quite the bear queen here in the interior. What do you like most about hunting bears?
That we can hear them come in.
You can hear them come in. Mm-hmm. Yep. What else?
But that sometimes make us laugh.
Yeah, they do some funny things when in the wild. It's kind of crazy to watch an animal that doesn't know you're there, and you can see some of the interesting things that they do in the woods. Like, what are some things that bears have done to make you laugh when you're watching them?
They back the trusted with backs on our trees while the tree stand
is. Yes, that is really funny. Yeah, it's almost like they kind of do this wiggly dance mm-hmm. against a tree. Yeah, I love that. What are some other things that you like about bear hunting?
That we can tell what spells the big ones.
Well, I mean, I don't know if people are as lucky as you because mm-hmm. you get to wait until the big ones come because yeah. you guys have put a lot of effort into putting a stand in a really good location that brings in some pretty big bears. And for our listeners, a interior black bear, a really respectable, good-sized black bear, is about 6 feet and bigger. And you've shot some mm-hmm. some big bears. What is your most memorable bear that you've shot?
I'd say Marshmallow Puff.
Marshmallow Puff. Yeah, you like to name them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that your most memorable bear?
Because we had a giant thing of Marshmallow Puff. It dripped all the way down to his nose.
That's funny. So that you let out a secret that you the big bear is like Marshmallow Puff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to take that with me for my next bear season. So how many bears have you shot?
Seven.
Seven. All black bears?
Yes.
Yeah, and you think you'll try for a grizzly?
Nope.
No, you'll just stick with the black bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like watching the grizzlies when they come in?
Not really.
Yeah. They're a little more intense than black bears, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but your dad likes when the grizzlies come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you feel pretty safe with him.
Yeah.
Your dad kind of knows everything there is to know about being in the woods. Yeah. Give our listeners a little background on what it looks like to bear bait. So for those that haven't bear baited, what does an entire day bear baiting look like for you?
Well, I normally just go out with the treats.
You go out with the treats?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I heard you have a tradition with treats. You like to line the donuts up on a tree?
Yeah. With marshmallow puff on the bottom.
Yeah. Perfect. Apparently it works because you're slaying some big bears.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to incorporate marshmallow puffs and donuts into my bear baiting
An old
situation.
Halloween candy.
Old Halloween candy. I would not have guessed that. That's a great way to use up old candy.
And pads so cool.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, they kind of like sweet things, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how about I share what bear baiting looks like for me, and then you can chime in about if that's a similar experience that you've had. So sometimes we hunt a ground blind. Do you do ground blind or tree stand?
Trees.
You like the tree stand, yeah. Tree stand's a little bit more fun, I think, but ground blind is kind of an easy approach when you don't want to build a whole tree stand. So you're typically coming in the early evening, and then you stay up all night long, because bears are most active at night. What about you? Do you stay up all night?
Well, my dad does. I take a nap in the bear blind on the floor.
Oh, man. You have got it made, girl. I love that. Yeah. You probably are taking, like, awesome woods naps.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's really peaceful. Okay. Well, you know what's funny is my dad was napping when I had a bear come in one time. So maybe I should take one out of your book, and I should be the napper and have my dad not nap and keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Smart girl. So when we're out there, we use thermocells because the mosquitoes tend to be really bad bear hunting.
Yes.
Yeah. They kind of save your butt. Do you wear a head net as well?
Well, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to help my dad skin them.
Oh, okay. Got it. So my dad we don't wear head nets because the thermocells work so well. But back in the old days before thermocells, you had to wear a head net because the bugs were so bad. My dad has a really cool jacket that has a hood that's a bug net, and then I believe it covers his hands too, which is kind of cool. So if you have to get out of the stand, or if you're just running in to drop treats, you can just kind of throw something like that on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a tree stand. You're up all night. Some of us are napping. Some of us are not napping. And the woods are usually pretty quiet. You'll hear some maybe squirrels or birds, and then all of a sudden you hear a crack or you hear a little rustle.
Oh, and a break of a stick.
Yep. And then you know. It just something kind of tells you a bear's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it feel like when you look up and you can see a black bear?
Well, it takes me longer to get off the ground.
It takes you longer to get up from your nap and spot, for sure, yeah. But, like, when you see a bear, does your heart start pounding? Do you get really excited? Are you thinking, oh, man, this is it? Or, like, what kind of goes through your head when you're seeing a bear?
Like, normally, I just wait until they're not looking at us.
You normally wait until they're not looking at you, which is really smart, because if you get too excited and you're moving around, they're going to just run off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you and your dad have practiced shooting a lot. So you know that you're really patient. You get set up properly. You have a great shooting stick. I heard that you love the Jim Shockey shooting tripod.
Yes.
Yep. And you have a custom pink camo rifle. That's awesome. Love it. So you have a great system that works for you, and you're really comfortable and confident with, and you've practiced a lot. So you get all set up. The bear is coming in, and your dad's kind of talking you through when to shoot, when is a good shot.
Yeah,
for sure. That's great. Yeah, I love bear hunting. I think it's super fun. I think it's really a great opportunity to see animals in their habitat up close that a lot of people don't get to experience. Mm-hmm. I think we're pretty lucky. Regardless of shooting a bear, bear hunting is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And do you guys put out game cams?
Oh, fun does.
Yeah, your friend does. So I love looking at game cams because you get to see what other animals are coming in. Sometimes you get a sow and tiny itty-bitty cubs coming in and crawling up trees. And those are just really cool experiences to look at that most of the world doesn't get to see. So I think we're kind of lucky. Yeah. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the story with what story do you want to tell me? The Marshmallow Puff story or the Grizzly story? You pick.
I have to say Grizzly.
Okay. Your dad told the story, so I think it's going to be a good story from your perspective. Let's hear it.
Well, both of us, me and my dad, were on the ground with my black bear.
Yep, so you shot your black bear. You're both on the ground.
We get ready to clean it out, and then I hold, like, a breakout stick. It's like, Dad.
Yeah. You knew something was coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys got up the tree.
Well, I did first. My dad stayed on the ground.
Yep. And the grizzly came.
Yep.
And he kept coming all night. And your dad finally said, Tegan, I got to take care of the bear. And so your dad kind of looked at you and said, Tegan, I have to take care of your black bear because it's been sitting on the ground. The grizzly hasn't been coming in for a while. What did you think when he said that to you?
Well, I was right with the inreach to test all fun to come.
Yeah.
You, help us.
Yeah, so you knew how to use the inReach, which is really important for any hunting partner to know. Were you scared? Were you pretty comfortable with the situation?
Well, I just kept my eyes on my dad.
Which a great hunting partner would do. You got to watch your hunting partner's back.
That's a got to eat candy in the bear stand.
And you got to eat candy in the bear stand, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a great deal for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, everybody was safe. You guys got your bear out. The pilot came and picked you up the next morning.
Well, two pilots.
Two pilots,
yeah. One of his friends was hunting for grizzlies.
Mm.
Didn't get one.
Maybe they should have been at your bear stand and they would have gotten that
but
grizzly.
But the grizzlies sold up again after a little calf moves. So he grabbed my gun. Let's ready to shoot it.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, on that one. Yeah, grizzlies are a little scary and while bear baiting. They're really sneaky. They're very smart. They're extremely quick. They can be really quiet. But they're also fun to watch from a safe distance, being safe. Yeah, for sure. So tell us a little bit about what other animals you like to hunt.
Moose, ducks, caribou.
Yep. All the best.
Yep.
And do you like to trap?
I leave that up to my dad.
You leave that up to your dad? Yeah, yeah, me too. It's a great way to get outside, but I'm kind of with you. I think duck hunting, moose hunting, caribou hunting, bear hunting, those are the fun ones. Do you ever want to go sheep hunting?
Not really.
Really? I think you do. You do great at it. It's hard, but I think you would, I think you'd really like it. So you shot a really nice bull caribou not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did that feel pretty good?
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful bull in nice velvet.
And the antlers were taller than me and my dad.
The antlers were taller than you guys, yeah. Yeah, caribou can be really big. Did it? I know you worked really hard all day for that bull. Did it feel really good to kind of seal the deal?
Yes.
Did you help your dad clean the caribou out and pack it back to the truck?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to park the truck on the side of the road where the caribou was.
Yep.
So it'd be easier to carry it.
Yeah. And you got a youth tag for that caribou, which is really cool. I think there's a lot of great opportunities for younger hunters through those tags, and they don't have to compete with a lot more hunters at the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you like about duck hunting?
That sometimes you get to go out there and visit Mozo's grave.
Oh, yeah, you get to visit a dog's grave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We bury our dogs at our duck hunting spot as well. It's kind of you feel reconnected to the dogs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know what my favorite part of duck hunting is? Hanging out with the dogs. I think that I could never shoot a duck again, but as long as I was working the dogs and other people were shooting and having a great time, I would be totally happy. I love duck hunting and it's super fun, but we really kind of do it for the dogs, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think is the best part for the dogs?
When they get to go swimming with two ducks.
Yeah, I love that. I know, just that look on their face and how waggy they are when they get back. There's just nothing better than that. Yeah. And they work really hard in training as well. So it's kind of nice to let them do what they've been practicing for so long. What do you like about moose hunting?
I just have a flashback of this moose that we did. The bump ones, the bumps.
Mm-hmm.
my dad's spray can of scented spray.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it blew it off, face into his.
Oh no! So he blew a can of like scent mm-hmm. into his face.
Yeah.
Oh no. That's a rough way to start a Musan.
We were all laughing at him.
Oh yeah, you have to. That's hilarious. So, I mean, moose can be. That's a pretty tough hunt.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most challenging part of moose hunting for you?
I'd just say cleaning the meat out.
For sure. Cleaning the meat out. They're such huge animals. And every time you shoot one, it's kind of a reminder. Every single time you walk up to one, it's pretty amazing. Just the size that they are. And then, you know that saying, now the work really begins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they designed that saying for moose. So it does feel really good for me, though, when we're harvesting a moose. You just look at all the meat that you get to share with family and friends and that are going to feed you for a long time. What's your favorite game meat to eat?
I just say black bear.
Oh. Girl, heck yes. I love black bear, too. Not a lot of people do. I really like it as breakfast sausage. How do you like it?
I like it when it's cooked on the grill.
Cooked on the grill? Dang, savage. Yeah, that's pretty good. What about black bear ribs?
I like the leg meat.
The leg meat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. God, man, you are a bear, like true bear hunter. Okay, so what hunts do you have coming up this year?
Well, we don't know if there'll be bear hunting this year.
You don't know yet if you're going to be bear hunting?
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad was talking to me about that. Well, hopefully you can.
Mm-hmm.
You'd like to shoot another bear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe another two.
Because
I got last year, somehow I got two bears.
You got two bears in one night last year, so tell me about that.
Well, like, only one came in. Mm-hmm. I was like, Dad, don't mind if you're sleeping, I'm shooting it.
Yep, so you shot that one.
Yeah, then the second one came in, I shot that one.
And then you shot the second one.
Yeah.
So you might be bear hunting, and then what would you like? That's usually a springtime thing.
Yeah.
What would you like to do in the fall? If you could have it any way you wanted, what would you be hunting this fall?
Moose, because I got a special permit.
Yep. You got a special permit for moose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or for old Dave Bump, Volunteer, that area.
Yeah, Dave Bump's going to help you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because they're coming up here.
They're going to come up here, and then you guys are going to do a great moose hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome. Any bird hunting?
I don't know, because all boats at one's cabin.
Mm-hmm. You got to borrow my dad's boat. Or my boat. You can have my boat and to make your dad take you out.
Well, it's going to be hard, because we like to go out in winter flats.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Well, you can come to the cabin with us.
I would do anything to hang out with you.
Oh, me too. I love hunting with you. It's so great. I love that. I know, we should plan a girls hunt.
Yeah.
I think bear baiting this spring could be pretty fun, the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an archery bear a couple years ago, and I'd like to get another one. So maybe we can tag team it. Maybe you can get a rifle bear, and mm-hmm. I'll take another archery bear.
Yeah.
I do want to get an archery grizzly bear. What do you think about that? You could be my spotter from the tree stand and kind of watch my back while I'm taking care of it.
Yeah.
For sure. I think I would feel more comfortable if maybe your dad or my dad were there. Just for an extra set of hands, you know.
That's what my dad has me do. Hold stick and air horn in this hand. Just go off bills.
Yep. That's a great idea, honestly, that I haven't ever thought of. But an air horn would work really well to scare off a bear, especially because sometimes you don't want to shoot a second one. So if you have a problem bear coming in, to find a way to scare them off without having to shoot them is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. Or if, you know, a small bear comes in that you don't want to shoot, it's a great way to scare them off. And who are your favorite people to hunt with?
Well, I know I've been hunting with your dad.
You've been hunting with my dad? Yeah, you have. You guys went duck hunting on the Clearwater?
That's only like one time.
One time. But you guys have been trapping quite a few times.
Yeah.
And you guys have been on quite a few adventures together. He's pretty fun to hunt with because he's kind of goofy and he's a very good hunter. And he kind of makes sure that everyone's always having fun and he doesn't take it too serious, which is nice. Because it's good to have fun. That's mm-hmm. like the most important part of hunting.
Yeah.
If it's not fun, then Why are you out there? You hunted with another family member of mine.
Eric.
You hunted with Eric, yeah.
And Brooks.
And Brooks. Can't forget Brooks. He's the best.
Yeah.
He's such a good boy. So you hunted sea ducks in Juneau with my brother and his dog, Brooks. What, was that super fun?
Yes.
I love sea ducks.
Except when my dad, this was born, him white tail. Empty bullets, so.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out for that. I think sea duck hunting is super fun because by the time you're down in Juneau hunting, our season has kind of come to an end because it's too cold in Fairbanks. So mm-hmm. It's a really great chance to go down and continue hunting. And sometimes it's like 50 degrees duck hunting in Juneau in November. It's kind of the best. It's a real treat. Do you have fun hunting with my brother?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, when they say people are like their dogs?
Yeah.
I think Brooks and Eric are very similar. They're both kind of crazy about hunting. And they're both pretty intense, but a little bit goofy. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except Brooks loves me more than Eric.
Brooks loves you more than Eric. Yeah. Eric better be watching that. And I think she is onto something. I think Brooks likes Tegan more than Eric. Yeah. I FaceTimed them the other night, and Ray, Eric's son, fed Brooks a little piece of salmon skin because he was snacking on some smoked salmon, and Brooks just looked like the happiest dog ever. Yeah. Yeah. So who else do you like hunting with? You mentioned Dave Bump.
Yes.
Why do you like hunting with him?
Because, like, for moose, Caesar hauled out of four moose with two airplanes. So yeah. One.
Yeah, having friends with airplanes is a good thing to have.
Yeah.
And Dave can help provide another airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also a super nice guy.
Yes.
Yeah. And he has a son that you like to hunt with.
Mm-hmm.
Ronan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like hunting with Ronan?
Because, like, we make a good moose calling team.
I have heard. What is your secret weapon for moose calling?
A pink flamingo.
A pink flamingo.
Like, yeah. From the yards.
Yep. I bet you nobody else in the world does that, and I bet you it works.
It does.
Because it makes a nice kind of hollow sound when you're raking it, kind of, yeah, like a bowl brushing. Yeah. Anybody else that you really like hunting with?
Well, my dad said I'd be jealous of this, but open Jeff Raymond.
Jeff Raymond, yeah, he is, I have heard he's a great pilot.
Yes.
He took you hunting.
Well, tell one bear.
For one bear, so your dad was too busy having to work.
Yeah.
Which, loser. Loser, schmoozer. And so Jeff offered to take you out, and you and Jeff got a bear without your dad.
Well, I actually got the bear.
I know, you got the bear.
With so, one salt.
With one shot, yeah, without your dad, which is so great. I bet your dad was just at work just kicking himself for not being able to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think it's really good to, when you're so used to hunting with one person, like mm-hmm. your dad, it's good to have some great friends to kind of get you out of your comfort zone. And it's really nice to hunt with other people because you get to learn new things. As much as your dad knows so much about hunting, it's kind of nice to have different perspectives. So anyone else that you really like to hunt with?
I don't know.
It's a pretty big group of people, honestly.
Yeah.
I like to keep my circle pretty tight for people that I know are good hunters. I know I'm going to have a good time with. They're going to make it super fun, and they just like being out in the outdoors. Yeah. Have you ever hunted with another girl?
No.
No. You've done a few things.
Duck hunt.
Yeah?
With one of my duo's friends.
Okay. Who's that?
Well, hold. Granddad moved, so he gave his butt to his son.
Okay, yeah. So you've only had to do with one girl one time.
Mm-hmm.
There's not, it seems like there's not as many women who hunt as guys, huh? So it's kind of hard to find. It's hard to convince your girlfriends to go out in the duck blind and mm-hmm. freeze your butt off and get up early and stay out late. And, yeah, it's kind of hard to convince them to do that, but I think there should be more girls that hunt. What do you think? Yeah. So there's a lot of girls that are listening to this podcast, and they might be asking themselves, you know, how do I get in the outdoors? How do I hunt more? How do I become a better hunter? So is there any words of encouragement you could give them, give another girl to get out in the outdoors and enjoy hunting?
Maybe that's stopped by shooting something that's not a big animal.
That's a great place to start. So start small before you move up to big game.
Yeah.
What would you recommend is a great animal to start hunting with?
Squirrels.
Squirrels. Honestly, and that's a win-win because you can maybe mm-hmm. protect your cabin or your house from them being pests. Starting with small game and then working your way up, because it could be pretty intimidating for a new hunter to just start off with like a bear or a moose. Yeah. And getting that practice with smaller animals is, that's a great idea. What other ideas do you have for new hunters?
Make sure you sight your rifle in.
Make sure you sight your rifle in is super important. And I think being a really good shot, which takes a lot of practice. It's not just something that you do once and then you're good for the rest of your life. But before I go on big game hunts, I go to the range and I practice with my rifle. I make sure it's sighted in. I brush up on the distance I'm comfortable shooting. That's a great, great idea. Anything else you think that people should know who are interested in getting into hunting?
Like, if you have empty milk jug, but a bottle has food dye, then shoot that and makes a big explosion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of fun to go shoot for fun sometimes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's switch gears here. Unless there's anything else you want to talk to me about with hunting.
Not really.
I think we kind of covered a lot. Let's talk about skiing. So Tegan is a phenomenal downhill skier, and she has been on Special Olympics Team Alaska for how many years?
I can't remember.
It's been a long time. Yeah. And this next year, 2025, is a pretty big year. Do you want to tell our listeners why it's so important?
Because I've been nominated for the U.S. Special Olympic World Games in Italy.
Yep, so you're going to go represent Special Olympics Team U.S. in Italy, I think in March or May 2025?
I think I leave, but my team will leave right after Christmas.
Oh, you leave right after Christmas. Okay, so my dates are wrong. So you're going to go to Northern Italy. You're going to represent Team United States in the Italian Alps. How excited are you?
Really excited.
Super excited. So Mike and I went to Italy. We went to Northern Italy last year, and I was telling your dad that no matter where you drive, there are ski lifts everywhere. And so I think you're going to have so much fun. It's a huge skiing community, and I think you're just going to have a blast. It's going to be really fun to go to a new country, right?
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to about this trip?
Meeting new friends.
Yeah, meeting new friends. So I heard that you're not with your parents the whole time. So you fly by yourself, you stay by yourself, and they can only come watch and cheer you on. Your dad can't coach you.
Well, he's coming early mm-hmm. for the whole last leg of the Torch Run still.
Yeah, so he'll be there before you for the Torch Run, mm-hmm. but are you looking forward to, you know, making new friends and kind of being on your own?
Yeah.
So you've been working super, super hard. I've been seeing Team Tegan out on the slopes almost every single weekend. You've been racing a lot. Tell our listeners what races you like to race.
Super G, Giant Slalom. Mm-hmm.
Super G, Giant Slalom.
Yeah.
And then you ski with your sister, right? She's yes. a part of your team. Okay, cool. Who's faster?
I have to say me, because she can't keep up with me.
I love that. I'm going to have to see a ski off between the two of you. See, I believe you, though. I mean, you're going to Special Olympics on the world platform, so mm-hmm. you're pretty good. You've had a couple injuries in the last couple of years. So you tore something in your knee.
Like it was missing.
Yeah.
It was gone.
You had a ligament missing in mm-hmm. your knee.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got surgery on your knee, and that was about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
How hard was it getting surgery, getting back into shape, and getting back to skiing?
It felt weird to me.
Yeah, it felt super weird. And I bet it was really hard to be patient in healing, and especially when you just want to get outside and go ski.
Yeah.
But I bet all the work that you put into rehabbing your knee really paid off, because you've been skiing really well this year. And in the last year, you got foot surgery, And I love this story. You told me right after your surgery, so that you kept telling your parents and your doctors that there was something wrong with your foot. And they kept looking and saying, there's nothing wrong. And you said, no, I know there's something wrong in my foot. And so they went in and they found something wrong. Yeah. How was that going into surgery a second time?
Like, I told my parents it was easier than my knee.
It was, why was it easier than your
knee? Because I didn't have, like, pain balls hanging down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which I think that's just a great lesson, that it's really good to listen to your body. And I bet you'll always remember that now. So if something doesn't feel right, you're going to say, I was right this first time. You know, something's really wrong. And it's easy to push pain off, especially when you're a pretty good athlete, you know, and you want to keep working hard and you don't want to take any time off. So I think that's a good reminder for us all that we need to listen to our bodies and really take care of it, because we only have one body. And of all the things you love to do, it's be outside, whether you're skiing or hunting. And if you're not taking care of your body, then you can't keep doing that. Speaking of taking care of your body, let's talk about dance, because not only are you the queen of bear hunting, but you are an amazing dancer. So tell the audience what kind of dancing styles you like.
I do jazz, hip-hop, and contemporary now.
Yeah. And you've been dancing your whole life. Your sister's danced her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are really active in Dance Theater Fairbanks. I've seen some of your shows, and you're so super, super good. You're very athletic and really graceful, which is pretty amazing to see both. And you have danced at some really big places that most of our listeners would recognize. So why don't you tell them where you've danced at?
I've been dancing, like, in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
Disney, on the stage, and Universal.
Yep, so you've been in some pretty big crowds at Universal Studios and Disney World.
Yeah.
And you go to L.A. for
Dance Excellence.
Dance Excellence, and that's what you're headed to do in April.
We leave before Easter.
Yeah, so right after Easter, you're going to go to L.A. for Dance Excellence.
We leave before they'll celebrate Easter in Disney.
Oh, you're going to be spending Easter in Disney? Oh, that's awesome. I wonder if they're doing any cool, like, Easter celebrations or anything. I bet they are.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of fun. What do you love so much about dance?
Like, especially DE, you can meet friends from all around the world.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Not a lot of people get to meet such a variety of people like you do through dance and through skiing. That's pretty amazing. And I bet you've made some great friends that you've stayed connected with. Yeah, for sure. Where do you see yourself going with dance? Do you want to continue dancing for a long time?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, from talking to other women and even myself, sometimes when you're I have found when you're a really avid hunter, we kind of, I guess I have struggled with being really girly or being, you know, more of a tomboy, because you're kind of living in two worlds, and sometimes it's a little bit hard to balance, but you are such a great representation of the girl who really can do it all. You can go slay some big bears. You can call in some bull moose with a pink flamingo in the woods. You can just jet down some ski hills and represent your entire country on the world platform, which is really incredible. And you, on top of all of that, you're a phenomenal dancer. So you really can do all of it. What's something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, we wanted to go bear hunting with you.
I think we should plan that. Yeah, for sure. Your dad might have to let me into where your spot is.
Well, we take a full pond plane.
Well, I don't have... We're going to have to take someone else's plane.
Well, Jeff Raymond could fly us.
Okay, Jeff Raymond, we're going to have you fly us out.
His plane could fit two people.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, I don't have floats on my plane yet. But in the meantime, you're going to call Jeff Raymond up and you're going to say, you're going to bring my friend Kelly and I bear baiting. And I think we should bring your dad too. But maybe dad's maybe welcome. We should think about that.
Maybe your dad might. I can go to the different spot. We can...
That's the best idea I've heard all day. So Kurt and my dad, Greg, will go somewhere else, and you and I will hunt another stand. I kind of love that. And then we'll call them when we shoot some big bears and they can help us pack them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What else out there is something that you really want to do one day?
I have to say, because I'm also a gymnast.
I forgot about you're also a gymnast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what else? You want to keep doing gymnastics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you are quite the athlete. It's impressive. What else? Anything else out there? Is there any kind of animal in the entire world? What's an animal that you would like to hunt one day?
Probably a sheep.
Oh, I think that's a great idea. I love sheep hunting. You would do so good. You are so tough, and you love being in the outdoors, and those are probably the two things you really need to be a good sheep hunter. I think we should plan a sheep hunt. That'd be pretty epic. Your dad's a pretty good sheep hunter, too.
Yeah, but he has never got one.
Oh, well, maybe I should take that back. Your dad is pretty good at all things, but maybe sheep hunting. Maybe we should go get you a sheep first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll button him.
Yeah, I love sheep hunting, and I think that you would really like it, too, because you like to work pretty hard. You really have no quit in you. Yeah, what do you do when you're out in the mountains or the woods and something's getting really hard and you're cold and you're tired? What do you think of to kind of keep yourself motivated?
I guess that we know there's an animal out there that we have to get.
There's an animal out there that you have to get, yeah. I always have that kind of nagging feeling in the back of my head, like, well, what if there's something around the corner? What if I walk another couple miles and there's an animal right there? So it's kind of that constant nagging that's like, I have to keep going. I have to see what's out there. What is a really funny story that you have about a hunt or being in the outdoors? Anything that you can remember that just really...
Well, my one snowshoe trip, I would do both of your parents to McCann Dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The nipple salt.
Oh, the nipple shirt. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. So you went to McLaren Lodge, which is a really remote lodge,
mm-hmm.
and they snow machined in with my parents and a couple of your parents' friends.
Yeah.
And my dad, who has the money to purchase a new shirt, decided to not purchase a new shirt and let his nipple hang out the entire weekend. Yeah, you know what? I bet you my dad's gonna listen to this. And one, you need to buy yourself a new shirt. And two, I love that you make fun of him. It's great. He needs it. He really needs it. Yeah. He's a funny guy. Maybe we should just buy him a new shirt. He'd probably still wear his old stuff.
Yeah. Maybe like a kind of pink one.
We should get him a pink one. Yeah. Just for you. Yeah. That's awesome. I heard that you dipped one of your bear skulls in the same pink and camo that your rifle is, which is super cool.
That bear skull's in my room.
It's in your, yeah. Yeah. I have one in my kitchen. Yeah, I love that. Maybe I think I need one in my room too. Do you have any of your bears mounted or any of your hides?
Not really.
You should convince your parents to let you do a full bear mount.
My mom doesn't want any more dead animals in no house. She doesn't.
Just put them in your room. They can't argue with that. I get it. So, you know, this is a podcast to encourage people to get outdoors and to get out hunting. Is there anything that you want to tell our listeners to kind of close us off with?
Let's go out there and have fun.
Just go out there and have fun, yeah, no matter what. If it's not fun, you know, you're doing it wrong, because hunting should be really fun. Even when you're not hunting, the outdoor space should be really fun. Yeah, I think that's a really great way to end this. I know you're a busy girl, and I know you have dance tonight, and so I really appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me. And I think we have lots of planning to do. We're going to have to talk to your dad after this about setting us up on some spring bears for sure.
Sorry, dads.
Can't hang out with us this spring.
No.
Us girls got to go slay some bears. I love it. I haven't shot a bear in a while, so I think it's a great idea.
Well, I might have to take your spot while I got two black bills. That's two.
I think I am pretty honored if you take me there. Because a hunter spot is...
Because you saw white blazed black bill.
Your dad would kill me if I killed a blazed black bear. I know, but that's his dream. But, you know, you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
I would love a blaze. A cinnamon would be pretty cool, too. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for being here. I know you're so busy, and I really appreciate it. And I loved learning more about you and getting to hang out. And I just think you are one of the coolest girls I know. And I really admire you for all the things you do and all the things you're really good at. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Deegan.
You're welcome.
Once again, thank you for tuning into the show. We hope that your cup is full and you're ready to embrace your untamable vibe. If you enjoyed the show, could you do us a favor? Help us grow our audience by sharing your favorite episode on social media, sending the episode to a friend, and leaving us a review online. We love to hear from you. One more thing, be sure to press that subscribe button and never miss a weekly episode. See you next week.